You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for this program. And here at the end of the month, what we normally do is all vinyl, freeform kind of thing, and just digging into my crates and seeing where the spirit takes us. But this week, I had to make a little digital exemption just to play something that I actually don't think was ever released on vinyl. And if it is, it's not in my collection, though. I wish it were. Something in honor of just what a crazy week it's been, especially around a number of issues in our penal system and around our capital punishment with multiple cases. Just a lot of crazy things going on this past week. Had two executions this week. One that got a lot of press, a lot of attention in Georgia. One that didn't get as much attention in Texas. And the interesting thing was the case in Texas, which involved the murder of James Byrd, who was dragged from a truck and beheaded. The family of Mr. Byrd actually did not want the death penalty carried out in that case. But the opposite was the case in Georgia with Troy Davis, a person where it seems like there was a lot of reasonable doubt. But he was executed nonetheless. And so I thought that, especially with Steve Earle in town and with some tickets that we have to give away to Steve Earle at the House of Blues in Anaheim a little bit later in the show, actually fairly soon, so stay tuned for that. I wanted to play a couple songs from Steve Earle, who's been an opponent of the death penalty for a long time. A couple of tracks from a live recording he did. Features two of his songs back to back and a little spoken word from him at the beginning talking about why he doesn't like the death penalty. So here you go. Steve Earle here for you on the beginning of Melting Pot here at KPFK 90.7 FM.
Now, I've written several songs over the years that had to do with my opposition to the death penalty in my country, and which is work that I still do. And there's a lot of reasons for my own opposition to the death penalty is pretty core. I object to the damage it does to my spirit for my government to kill people because my government's supposed to be me, and I object to me killing people. It's really simple. So this is called Over Yonder, and it's also called Jonathan's Song. Warden said he'd mail him a letter. Chaplain's waiting by the door. Tonight we'll cross that yard together. And they can't hurt me. There's another place beyond here got it coming. I can't ever pay enough. And all my ripping and running, I hurt everyone I loved. And this world will spin around without me. The sun will rise up in the east, shining down on all them that hate me. I just hope my going brings some peace. But I'm going over yonder, where no ghosts follow me. There's another place beyond here where I've been free. That's what I believe. Shit, dear one.
make the papers. So I only kill one man. But my trial was over quickly. And then a long, hard wait began. I called upon a lawyer. Couldn't look me in the eye. He just stood up, closed his briefcase. When they sentenced me to die, and now the wait is over, and that's the final hour drags by. Stand here and tell you that I don't deserve to die. There's 97 men here, mostly black or brown or all poor. Yeah, and most of us are guilty. Comes to get me, to shave up all my hair. Could you take that long walk with me, knowing he was waiting there? Could you pull that switch yourself, sir?
Your witness to the year. my freedom. Let my freedom. Let my freedom. Take my freedom. Give
music from Talk Talk here on KPFK and Melting Pot from the album Spirit of Eden, released in 1988. The song you heard was Wealth. The album that comes right after that, Laughingstock from Talk Talk's, never been released in the States on vinyl, though it's going to get a reissue on October 11th. I'm actually going to do a 20th anniversary kind of tribute to that album. One of my favorites of all time, just a visionary work of art from Mark Hollis and Talk Talk in a couple weeks on October 9th. And more than likely play you the whole thing in addition to a rare interview, not done with me clearly, but done with somebody ahead of the release of that record, something I finally tracked down after a long time. And so stay tuned for that in a couple weeks if you are a fan of Mark Hollis and Talk Talk. Though once again, that one came from Spirit of Eden from 1988, and the song was Wealth, which just seemed to fit the mood and the time. And ahead of that, you had music from Steve Earle from 2003's Just an American Boy, recorded live on a couple of CDs. Don't think that one was ever actually issued on vinyl, so had to play that off the laptop, and I hope you'll excuse me on an all-vinyl show playing a little something off the laptop, but just seemed to fit, especially with Steve Earle in town. Over Yonder, which is Jonathan's song, and Billy Austin, the name of the two songs, both anti-death penalty songs from one of our greatest that's still around, and thankfully so, Steve Earle. And I actually have five pairs of passes to go and see Steve Earle and the Dukes and Duchesses over at the House of Blues in Anaheim. This show is actually tomorrow night. This is Monday, September the 26th. If you'd like to go and see a true legend still walking around with us and just a all-around great human being, Steve Earle and the Dukes performing at the House of Blues in Anaheim on Monday, tomorrow, September the 26th, along with Allison Moore. Give me a call, 818-985-5735. I have a bunch of pairs for this for you listeners if you want to go and see Steve Earle and the Dukes and Duchesses over at the House of Blues along with Allison Moore. And this is once again tomorrow, Monday, September the 26th, and you can go courtesy of Melting Pot and KPFK if you call me at 818-985-5735. Another one of the strange coincidences of this week is that kind of searching for some music to play for a show after those executions and the executions that were stayed earlier in the week, too. This Archie Shepp record, Attica Blues, just kind of pulled itself from my record shelf, it seemed. And it also was somewhat fitting. I actually did a post on this on the blog, meltingpotblog.com, that the 70th birthday, what would have been the 70th birthday of the Soledad brother, George Jackson, would have been this week, September 23rd, had he not been killed in prison. And so this is Blues for Brother George Jackson, and once again coming from Archie Shepp, and you're hearing it right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
rather be a plant than a man in this land. I would rather be a plant on this land. You can transplant a plant and it can grow free, but the man that's been transplanted can't. So you can see why I would rather be a tree with branches and leaves that can grow free. If man had a choice before he's exploited, then his offspring would do more than dream. Isn't that a shame?
Plant than a child on this land. Not a child, not a man. Branches can grow free. Oh yeah. Again and again and again. I don't know why I can't. A tree is a work of God. Smile.
From an album that Max Roach put out in 1971 called Lift Every Voice and Sing, the song you heard was Motherless Child, which on the album was dedicated to Marcus Garvey. Features Max Roach along with Cecil Bridgewater, Billy Harper doing a a very good impersonation of John Coltrane, and George Cables on piano, also Eddie Mathias on bass, and Ralph McDonald on percussion. And then the choir that's on there is the J.C. White Singers with Ruby McClure as the soloist for that particular track, a record that I cannot recommend highly enough. And in print on vinyl and CD. Also in a set, music from Archie Shepp. You actually heard a couple of tracks from Attica Blues. A lot of the tracks on that record are just mixed together on the final mix. Blues for Brother George Jackson, and also Ballad for a Child was the vocal piece that was in there from Attica Blues and Archie Shepp. Going to continue with the music. Another interesting coincidence of this past just crazy week was that the 85th birthday of John Coltrane was also this week. Same birth date as George Jackson, as a matter of fact. And this next year, 2012, I can guarantee you, we'll have 2 hours of music from John Coltrane. Hopefully, well, you know, it's 86th birthday. It's maybe not as big prestige as 85 or 100. But I can guarantee you that nonetheless. Next year on Melting Pot, as long as I'm here, we'll be doing 2 hours because his birthday will be on a Sunday. So here's a little something from John Coltrane. Name of the song, very appropriate for these all of a sudden, you know, fall came and it feels like fall in Los Angeles. So here is some autumnal music from John Coltrane. Soul Eyes, the name of the song you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
It's a me. Old world to live in. To try and stay in. Until I die. Mean world, I've got to live in. I've got to stay in until I die without a mother, without a father, without a sister, Lord, Lord, not even one brother. It's a me, 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 no world to live in, to try and stay in until I die. Sometimes I cry, I cry just to live here. I cry just to stay here until I die. Sometimes I cry just to live here. I cry just to stay here. I'll tell you why. Sometimes mother and father, they are drinking in a sea. Brothers and sisters, they are making of their own way in. And so I cry just to live here. Cry just to stay here until I die. Then when all else fails, moaning until I die. Sometimes I moan to live right. I'm moaning to stay right until I die. Sometimes it's a mean world. Mean world to live in. To try and stay in until I die.
Now can you honestly say that your loved one is true? So much dirty work going on. You don't know who's loving who. Now that can go for him, and that can go for her. While you're out there looking, somebody could be getting what you're looking for. You may be queen or king, and a master of your throne. What you're out there looking for, you can get it right at home. Now that can go for him, and that can go for her. While you're out there looking, somebody could be getting what you're looking for. So if you can give it, you ought to be able to take it. Now that can go for him, and that can go for her. While you're out there looking, somebody could be getting what you're looking for. I'm gonna say it one more time. What you're looking for. Yeah, you better check yourself. Lord have mercy. Somebody could be getting.
Baby, the last few months that we've been going together, I've learned to feel things for you that I never thought was possible. And I know you feel the same thing for me. Get married and have a family. But sugar, we both are young. We got all the time in the world. So let's be sure. Okay?
Let's not rush down the road of love with our hearts. Let's not speed down the road of love with our hearts, girl. Let's not rush into marriage too fast, 'cause if we do, girl, somehow I know it won't last. Oh, I've seen it happen many times in the past. If we are not careful with our heart, it could break just like glass. So let's not rush down the road of love with our hearts, baby. Let's not speed down the road of love with our hearts now.
This thing between us,
oh, it seems so great. But let's just be sure we're not making a mistake. I know this love of ours will grow intact, and forever I'll be yours. Ooh, baby, you'll be mine. So let's not rush down the road of love with our hearts, baby. Let's not speed down the road. Gonna love you, baby, 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 gonna love you, gonna love you.
Music from a very scratchy 45, and I wasn't sure it was actually going to make it all the way through. I didn't clean that side. Clarence Reed, that's a flip side of a really funky song by him called Masterpiece. That song is called Down the Road of Love. Really dug the production on that one from the Allstone record label and Clarence Reed. Ahead of that, you heard music from Al King, What You're Looking For, a 7-inch on the Ron record label. We had music from Novella Nelson in the set doing a song called Mean World from a self-titled record that she put out with some strings under the direction of Kermit Moore on the Arcana record label. Really nice stuff. And started things off with the nicest of nicest stuff from John Coltrane. Soul Eyes, the name of the song. Originally released in 1962 on the record Coltrane on Impulse, but I took that off of a collection of sides from him on Impulse called His Greatest Years. And it's a year to wait, but already thinking about what we're going to play next year when Coltrane's birthday is on a Sunday. So we'll see. But you are listening to KPFK and Melting Pot here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. This is KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, all over the world at kpfk.org. And KPFK's new general manager, Bernard Duncan, will be making an on-air report to listeners this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Along with the report, Bernard will be taking listener phone calls during the hour. Once again, that is coming up this upcoming week, Tuesday night at 7 p.m., a special program with our general manager, Bernard Duncan, letting you know what's going on with KPFK and taking your phone calls this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Be back with more music, and actually, I still have a pair of passes for Steve Earle. So if you want to call me real quick while I'm doing these, playing these announcements, call me right now, 818-985-5735, if you want a pair of passes to go and see Steve Earle. Otherwise, maybe I'll get you some other kind of giveaway in a bit. But stay tuned. We got more music here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
KPFK's webcast of the day for Sundays is From the Vault by the Pacifica Radio Archives. Every week, the folks at the archives go back into their unparalleled audio library and pull together a beautifully textured, powerful show with sound from the history of Pacifica Radio. Powerful stuff, available no other place than here. To hear From the Vault, all you have to do is go to kpfk.org, and right there on the right side of the front page is a link to the webcast of the day. Click on it and enjoy From the Vault, and check it out 7 days a week on kpfk.org.